That's Giorgio there, and that's Alan West's hit pick for this particular week. And as Alan says, it's going to be a great big kick, and that's a hit, and that's called Underdog. Just before we do go into the program schedule, just a little note of frivolity here. I think we ought to tell you about the tender trip out here.
Yes, just to show you what brave little boys we were.
And in actual fact, we came out on a boat from Imouden, and I think it was a 4-8 storm by the time we got here.
Yes.
And we had to get, because the crew didn't even realise we'd got here. We went round about 6 times and they realised we were here. And we didn't think we were going to get aboard until Steve, like a brave little man, literally jumped onto the ladder and left me there literally horrified. Go on, you tell the rest of the story.
Well, apart from the ladder was very funny because over the side of the boat, the boat is quite high out of the water. It's not at all, and there's a rope ladder which hangs over the side, and the idea is that the tender comes alongside and you get onto the ladder quite genteelly and climb aboard. Unfortunately, with a foresail gale blowing and the tender rocking about as if we called it, what was it, Alan, the flying ship
or because the flying Dutchman.
Yes, it spent more time out of the water than actually in the water. I jumped a gap of ice, I think about 3 feet, and I just got aboard, and as I got aboard, the tender rowed up, and had it rowed up far enough, I think that would have been the end of Ethmerick of this parish.
Yes. Anyway, let's, having shown you our little feat of bravado, let's get on to the programme schedule, shall we, Steve?
Yes, I'll start off then, Alan. From 0600 until 0900 will be Tony Allen.
From 0900 until 12 o'clock midday will be Martin Kane.
From 12 until 1500 will be David Rogers.
From 1500 to 1800 will be Christian St. John.
From 1800 until 2100, Alan West.
From 2100 until midnight, it's
his name?
Stevie Merrick. And from 00 until 0200 will be Crispian St. John.
Those are the programme schedule of Radio North Sea International. On the 1st of March, there will be a slight change, but we'll tell you a little bit more about that around 10 minutes to 3 o'clock.
At the top of the hour, RMI's Smash Play.
RMI.
Which is particularly beautiful and not quite at the top of the hour, but that's when you'll usually hear our Smash Play, right at the top of the hour. Now, if I remove the record from the record player, I can tell you that was Mozart's Symphony No. 40 in G minor, the first movement, Allegro Motel, and that was the orchestra of Manuel de Felos and conducted by Waldo de los Rios. It's 23 minutes now before 3 o'clock, and it's my pleasure to introduce to you now the gentleman, the announcer you will find on your radio between 0600 and 0900 every day on Radio North Sea International, Mr. Tony Allen.
Good afternoon, Steve. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's not much I can say that hasn't already been said. All I'd like to say is that it's a great joy and pleasure for me to be out here on the Mingo 2, bobbing about on the sea, as it were, especially on a Sunday afternoon, and it's a great joy for me to be in right at the beginning of this, what I consider a great new era in sound broadcasting in this particular part of the world. I don't know that anybody's really thought about it, but the six guys which are out on the ship at the moment, the six announcers which are here, are probably the first really international team of disc jockeys or announcers in Europe. And it's a great pleasure to be part of that team. The other five lads are five of the nicest lads I've met for a long time, and it's a great pleasure to work with them. I've worked on boats before, and there can be a lot of friction. I know this, but we've been on the boat together for a few days now, and everybody seems to be getting on like a house on fire, which is, I don't know, it's quite unusual, Steve. Do you find that?
Yes, I must admit, I didn't think things would go as well as they've gone. I will agree with you definitely, Tony, that there is a great atmosphere on the boat at the moment, and it's an atmosphere which I didn't expect to get together so quickly. But now the atmosphere is here with the guys all looking through from the other studio, all smiling and happily laughing. I think that this is the atmosphere which not only is going to be part of the boat, but also going to be part of our station.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's got to do with Vic Pally, who's standing behind us, keeping that eagle eye that he's been keeping on us for a long time now.
Yeah. Yes, may I just say a few words? He's a very bashful man, is our Mr. Pally, and he doesn't like to say too much, but the organisation of Radio North Sea International, to a great extent, has been the work of Mr. Pally, and I think at this time, one of us, and in this case it turns out to be me, should thank him particularly for the amount of work which he has put in, sometimes at 24-hour stretches at a time, with people, and seeing people and calling people to all hours of the day and night, to make sure that Radio North Sea International gets back on the radio to you. So to Mr. Victor Pelly, from everybody aboard the broadcasting boat, thank you very much indeed.
He's also one of the most elusive men since the Scarlet Pimpernel. One minute he's in Zurich, the next minute he's in London, the next minute he's in Paris, and he dodges all over the continent. You can never find him. Yeah. It's terrible, it really is. Shall we play some music, Steve?
I think, Tony, the thing to do at this particular time would be to play your hit pick for this week.
Yeah, well,
so would you like to introduce it and turn on the turntable?
All that really has to be said is that this is going to be our whopping great hit. It's Bill and Buster, and it's called Hold On to What You've Got.